Okay. This week's parsha is Tazria Metzora. Of course, there's always a discussion about the chatoim of Tzaras, what there comes about because of Lashon Hara, other things. I want to stress another nekuda in the parsha here. The Torah says, "Negatzaraski siya ba'odim v'huva elakoin." That if a person has tzaras, so he's brought to the kohen. So there is this stress of being brought to the kohen, v'huva elakoin. And the Torah says in Mitzora, in Parshas Mitzora, at the end there, it discusses if you have tzaras in your house. So, see, if you have tzaras in your body, so you go to the kohen, he'll look at it, right? Now, theoretically, the kohen could have come to you, but no, you go to the kohen. Now, what about tzaras in your bais? What about tzaras in your bais? So, you can't bring the bais to the kohen. Just doesn't can't carry the house to the kohen. So I would think then what? Kohen comes to you, right? He has to come to you, right? Which ultimately he has to come to you. But yet the Torah says in Parshas Mitzora, unbelievable. Uvo ashaloha bais vihigi la kohen lemor kenega niraliba bais. So uvo ashaloha bais, the guy who has the bias still has to go to the kohen. But you would think maybe over here, you know, he'll send a shliach, bring the kohen over and he'll look at it. Why should he have to go to the kohen? Even in this case, the Torah says, uvo ashaloha bais, that the one who owns the house has to come to the kohen. So it says in the Sifra, Torah's Kohanim, on page 3, Hashaloh abai shalo yishlach biyad shliach. In other words, you shouldn't send a shliach. You have to go yourself. Which is very strange, because what's wrong if you send a shliach? Why do you have to go yourself? It's not like tefillin. I can't make a shliach to put on tefillin for me. I have to do it myself. Here, the kohen's going to have to come anyway to see the house. It's not like it's on. I can understand if you have tzaras on your skin, so you have to come yourself because the kohen has to see you. But here, the kohen anyway, as is pointed out, anyway, is going to have to come to you to see the house. So why can't you send a shliach and let him come? No. The Torah, the pasuk says, on page 2, "Uva shaloha bayis vihigi lakohen lemor," that the person who owns the house has to come to the kohen. And the Sifra says on page 3, look on page 3, "Shalo yishlach biyad shliach." Then the Sifra continues, "Yochal afilu zokin vafilu chola." In other words, you might think that even if he's a zakin or a chola, he still has to come. No. So zakin v'chola is potter. Zakin v'chola is potter. But general, you have to come. You have to come yourself and tell the kohen what happened. And it's interesting that in the Medrash, Lekach Tov, which is known as the Psikta Zutrasa, on page 4, says, "Uva shalo abayis v'lo al yidei shlucho, afilu hu zakin ochola." So this of Shapiro in a Sefer Moshe B'Torah points out, this Medrash is arguing on the Sifra. Because the Sifra says, if you're a zakin v'chola, then what? You don't have to come to the kohen. Here, the Sikta Zukrusa says that even if you're a zakin v'chola, even if you're a zakin v'chola, you have to go to the kohen. You have to go to the kohen. So we have to understand What are we being taught by this idea? That even if you're a Zakin and a Chola, you have to, in other words, according to the Sifra, you go to the Kohen, except you're a Zakin and a Chola. But you still, generally, you go to the Kohen. According to the Medrash Lechach Tov, even if you're a Zakin and a Chola, you still have to go to the Kohen. And the Tosefta says, what does the Kohen say to you? In other words, the Kohen gives divrei musar, divrei tochacha. But what's this idea that you have to yourself go to the Kohen? Why can't the Kohen come to you? Why can't you send the shliach? What's the idea? So in the Sefer Borosha Batar wants to explain it based on the Gemara in Menachos and of Zayin and Aleph. And this is a big yesod. The Gemara Menachos and of Zayin and Aleph from page 6 says the following. Avimi Mesechta is Akra. Avimi forgot a Mesechta. It was Menachos they were learning. He forgot. You know, those days you didn't have Gemaras, you didn't have written Gemaras, let alone art scrolls. You didn't have written Gemaras. So the way you learned with the Gemara is everything was Baal Peh, and everything was memorized Baal Peh. So Avimi, he was the Rebbe, and he forgot the Gemara. So also Lakame the Rav Chista Latkuri Gemara. So he went to Rav Chista, who was a Talmud, that he should remind him of the Gemara. He should, you know, review it with him. So the Gemara asks, V'lishtoch lei v'leisel gabei. So how come, I don't understand, he's the Rebbe, why didn't he just get someone to get Rav Chista to come to him? Why does he have to go to Rav Chista? So the Gemara says, Savar hachi mistaya milsatvei. He said that he felt if he'll do the maisa, he'll put in the effort to go, that'll help with siyata d'shmaya. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us siyata d'shmaya, but he wants us to put in effort. So he felt, if I'm going to just sit back and have the Rav Chista come to me, so who knows if I'm going to get enough siyata d'shmaya, because Hashem is going to see that I didn't put in so much effort. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you siyata d'shmaya, but he wants you to put in effort. So that's the idea, says the Sefer Moshe B'Torah, on the idea that the Tomei comes to the Kohen. The Tomei comes to the Kohen to show that he's interested in purifying himself. So he has to show effort. See, in life, that's a big yesod. In other words, everyone wants results without effort. And the idea is that, no, you have to show your effort. You have to go to the Kohen. You have to go to the Kohen. And he had to go to his Talmud that he should remind him of the Gemara. And once you see that you put in the effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you extra siyata d'shmaya. But if he sees you're lazy, you're not willing to go to the Kohen, or you're not willing to go to the Talmud, even though maybe the Talmud should have really come to the Rebbe, then you're not going to get the same siyata d'shmaya. Because Hashem wants to see your effort, and then he'll have the effort blossom. But if you're just a lazy guy, then there's not going to be proper siyata d'shmaya. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, several places in his Sichas Musar, quotes this Gemara in Menachos Daf Zayin. In Maimer Samech Tes on page 7, he says, "B'limin haTorah yodim hakol shelo nitan la'asig klum b'lo yigia. Yagato matzah satamin." Right, the whole idea of Torah is yigia. his yigia, davening, etc. And then he quotes the Gemara in Menachos on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Vaday ubora lakolki lo yigias halicha goremus usif lo Torah el kmo shein yigia latanai lachlechas haTorah chol yigia nachlechas b'chayim yagati u'matzasim. So that's the yigia. And he quotes also in a little different context on page 8 of Chaim Shmulevitz in Maimer Kuf Dalid. He also says the idea of Mishum Shviras Amidos. In other words, a person has to sometimes break his Midos. Means naturally, he could have said, look, I'm the Rebbe, I'm more chashuv than Rav Chisda, so he should come to me, you know? But he broke his gaiva. And that's also a nekuda here. That Shviras Hamidus is something that causes chachma. Because if a person's bal gaiva, the chachma goes away. So he humbled himself to go to Rav Chisda, and he should. So the same thing we'll see pointed out in the Sefer Moshe Batorah, the same thing. The Tamei, it goes to the Kohen, is basically humbling himself. He shvirs hamidos, and that's going to cause siyata d'shmaya. So he writes here, this in the Sefer Moshe Batorah, he discusses the Sifra with the Psikta Zutrasa, and that's the idea. So I think, and he writes here that it could be, that's pshat in the Lekach Tov, that Lemaisa, you might say that if you're Zaken Echola, you're potter from going to the Kohen, but bottom line is, you're not going to get the Siyata Deshmaya. Because even though you're Zaken Echola, still you didn't do the Maisa. So that's why the Medrash Lekach Tov says, even Zaken Echola. Because if you want to show that you want to accomplish something, you want to cleanse yourself, you want to learn, you have to put in effort. It's not going to just happen. So one opinion, the Sifra says, okay, Zaken V'chola is too much, we can't get Mechayim. The other opinion says, it doesn't matter. Even if you're a Zaken V'chola, bottom line is, if you don't put in the effort, it's not going to happen. And the same thing we find in Malachim Beis. Now, Malachim Beis is the Haftorah from Parshas Tazria, which is not the Haftorah we read this week. We read from Mitzorah about the Arba Mitzorayim, which is a famous piece in the Logic in the Heart, Logic in the Mind, of Aaron Soloveitchik, about the Arba Mitzorayim and Haskal de Gula. And I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael in 91, Rav Ari Marcus was working on the Sefer. And so Ayin Sham. So that's if you want to know about the Haftorah we're going to read. But this is not the Haftorah we're going to read. We only read it if Tazria is alone, which is usually not. But still, the Inyan in Malachim Beis was something that Rav Shapiro quotes in Moshe Torah and is relevant to what I want to discuss. So therefore, we're going to learn this Inyan now, even though it's not the Haftorah we're going to say this Shabbos. So what happened? Naaman, Sar Tzva Melech Aram. He was the warrior. He was the governor, the general. Hayish Godol Lifnei Adonov Unisuponim. So he was an Ish Godol. And what happened to him? Ish Hayagibor Chayil Mitzora. And he was Mitzora. Whenever we duchen, right? We say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ripa Naman Mitzaraso, right? We always refer to this. So we should know what went on there. So Naman has Tzaras. Okay. So V'Aram Yotzu Gedudim V'Yishbu Yisrael Nara Ketana. The Aram captured this young girl. And she came in front of Naman. You know, maybe you should go to the king, the Jewish king, and you'll be cleansed. So he sent a letter. Vayave Hasigvav El Melech Yisrael. Leimur Vatakuvah Sefer Zeh Elecha Yidei Shalachti Elechas Naman Avdi Vasavto Mitzaroso. So he says, I want to come to get cleaned. So when you go to, so he sent him. Pikishmo Elisha Isha Olkim Ki Kara Melch Yisrael As Bugadav Yishlach El Hamelch Leimor Lama Karasu Begadecha Yavo Na Eli Yeda Ki Yesh Novi BiYisrael. So Elisha heard that the Naaman approached Melch the Melech to get cleansed, and he said to come to him, and Naaman came to Elisha, Pasuk Tes, and Elisha said, you know, Pasuk Yud, you should go to the Yarden and dunk yourself 7 times. And Naaman got all upset. He says, he said, what am I going to do this for? Halo Tov Yud Beis Amono Parpar Naras Damesek. He says, in my country, we also have water. I had to come all the way here for you to tell me that just be Tovel in the Yarden. I have better. Amono Parpar Naras Damesek Mikol Mei Mei Yisrael. Those are better waters than Yisrael. So he didn't want to do it. So the people around him said, no, do it, do it. Do what Elisha tells you and go in the Yarden 7 times. So he did it. Pasuk Yudalad. Sheva Pamim, Vayashav Besorok Bsar Hanar Kot Vayita. And Hitaka got cleansed. So the Medrash says, page 14. What does it mean Naaman was Ish Gadol? Says the Medrash Rabba in Parshas Noso, page 14. Hagasus HaRuach Zem Naaman. Shenema Renar, Naaman Sarsuvah Melch Oram Hay Ish Gadol. Mal Gadol Shetei Rucho Gasa. In other words, Naaman was a Balgaiva. Because he was a Gibor Chayil. He was the general. So he was a big Balgaiva. And one of the reasons that you get Saras is for Gaiva. So the Dubna Magid in the Sefer on page 15 explains these psukim. And he says, you see, Naaman thought, you know, he has to cleanse himself. So he's saying, if all I have to do is cleanse myself, then I could have stayed home. We have plenty of water where I'm from. But I have to come to you. But the Vihine, paragraph Vihine, page 15, left side, bottom, There was the idea is that Naaman had to humble himself. So he had to come to Elisha and tell him, you know, Elisha, I'm a Taras, I need your help. That itself was the cure. It wasn't only just being Tovel in the, you know, he didn't understand that. He thought, you have to be Tovel in the water. So he says, that's all you came here? That I should be Tovel in your water? I have Amna Parpar! I have all these great, you know, waters in Damesek. But that wasn't the point. The point was, V'huva Ela Kohen, that you have to humble yourself. You have to do effort. And the effort is not only effort in terms of, you know, Siyata D'Shmaya, like Avimi and Rav Chista with the Gemara in Menachos, but it's also a humbling experience. So that's the idea, that if once you'll do that, that will cause the cure. You understand? He didn't hop that. He thought, okay, what are you telling me to do? To dunk in the water? I have better water at home. No, but the point was to go to Elisha and humble yourself. And that's what he writes on page 16 here. Line 4. In other words, that's what Elisha was saying. Let him come to me. What Elisha was a Balgaiva. He says, let him come to me. That Elisha understood why he got the tzaras. That the tzaras was because of what? Because of gas ruach, each gadol, the Medrash says, is a bal gaiva. So that's what he had to do. That's what he had to humble himself. So that's v'huva ala kohen. That's the idea. So the two aspects of v'huva ala kohen. One is the idea that you have to put an effort to something. It just doesn't happen by itself. You have to put an effort. And sometimes it's a question of humility as well. Sometimes it's just purely the idea of putting an effort. And another thing is sometimes you have to humble yourself. That's the idea of v'huva ala kohen. And it's interesting, the Kli Yakar has an interpretation of what does it mean, v'huva, why ala kohen? Why ala kohen? So the Kli Yakar explains that if you look in Chazal, you know, in Gemara and Erechin, they have like whole bunches of reasons why Tzaras comes. One, this Chazal has 7 reasons, the other one has 10. But he says that the most blatant of the reasons that are more, page 17, are more mefurish in the pasuk are 3. Ha'echad, look on the bottom, page 17 on the right. The first word on the line, look further down from the arrow. Ha'echad. Echad hu al lashon hara. That's number 1, lashon hara. Lama karbonot tziporim l'fisha osim ma'aseh. You see that from the fact that you bring the birds. Because the birds chirp a lot, so that's the idea of that he's talking too much. Hasheni hu gasus ruach. The second reason of tzaras is gaiva, and that's what the pasuk says. Lakach lamatar eitz eres ve'ezov. He has to bring the eitz eres is the big cedar tree, and the ezov is the little plant. And the idea is, as Rashi explains, im higbia atzmo ke eres yashpil atzmo ke ezov. And number 3 is the Tzaras Ayin, is the person was stingy, that he didn't want to lend somebody something, and therefore that's why his house had to be undone, and all the things ultimately came out that he was hiding. So the Kli Yakar says, if these are the 3 reasons, then we understand why do you go to the Kohen. Huval Kohen, bottom of the page on the left side. Huval Kohen, ain't Tarasu Kimoy the Kohen. Yan, he called Mishi, who was Mizera Aaron, because somebody who's Mizera Aaron has 3 midos that are the opposite of these 3 sins of Lashon Hara, Gasas Ruach, and Tzorasayim. He hate a Lashon Gorim called Riva Chol Nega. Okay, Yavo Aaron she'achos b'midas hasholom. Right? In other words, Lashon Hara causes anger between people, fighting, and Aaron is the midas hasholom, so he could give a refuah for that. Gasas ruach. Well, Aaron was an odav, as the Gemara says in Chulin Peites. Godol mashenemar b'moshe Aaron mimashenemar b'Avram. By Avram it says Anochi ofar ve'efer, and by Moshe and Aaron it says Nachnu ma. What are we? So high level of anivus. And similarly, the idea that you don't want to lend something, you're chomed, you're mammon, you don't want to part with your money. So Aaron had the midah of his tapkus because the Kohanim didn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So they only got the mere portion of what people gave them from the korbanos and from the truma and the pidyon haben, etc. So that was the midah of his tapkus, of not requiring to have all the physical needs, and that's the refuah for the Tzaras Ayin. So the Kohanim have all these 3, Aaron HaKohen and Shevet HaKohuna represent the antidote to the 3 major sins that are all about Lashon Hara. that again, Lashon Hara is Lashon Hara, so that's Machlokes, and Aaron was Rodev Shalom, Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. That was the idea of Gasus Ruach, and Aaron says V'nachdu Ma, and the idea of stinginess of Tzaras Ayin, and that's Aaron who was the Kohanim, who were not stingy because they didn't have much for themselves. They didn't even have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and they were able to learn to be mestapik b'muat. And so v'huva ala kohen, Rabosai, so it's two things. It's the huva, that you yourself have to go, like the Mer says in Menachos, that's going to give you the siyata d'shmaya, it's going to humble you. And then why to a kohen? So that's what the Kli Yakar explains. And that Tosefta says that what? That the Kohen gives you the Musar, etc. But it's not only that he says Musar. It's what the Kohen represents, these three ideas of Anivus and Shalom and Mistapik Mumuat are the three cures for the three major reasons that they come. So it's Dafka Huva El HaKohen. So what do you have here? You have a dual thing. You have to have your own effort, but you also have to go to the Kohen to help you out. So you have to have your own input. You know, you come to Shir, you come to, and then you have to get from the Rebbe, get from the Kohen. And that's what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. On page 19, Mishnah discusses, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, has a fascinating pshat. What does it mean? Eina nili mili. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, you know what "imena mili mili" means? Im lo achiach atzmi ves daris b'mitzvos mili lo achiach luzarzeni. Yisores achem tovu lufi shah. Because yisore adam yatzmi chol yom chol shah yosif machshav machshavos pasach mer Hashem. Ain shikol lefonav sheli b'chafis. In other words, a person can't say, "Well, I have a Rebbe and he's giving me musa, so I'll be okay." I have to do it too. So it has to be both the kohen and the person. It has to be the Talmud and the Rebbe. You can't just say, well, I have a Rebbe, he's going to give me Musar, so I'll be good. No, but if you don't put in your effort also, imein anili, if you don't give Musar to yourself, if you don't mizariz yourself, so mili, meaning, so the fact that you had a Rebbe who gave it to you, who helped you and taught you, but you didn't take what he said and follow through with it, then, you know, mili. Ukshani la'atzmi ma'ani. In other words, but still, I still need to do even more. But that idea, if you made a nili mili, the way Rabbeinu Yonah explains, is, in other words, you have to work also. It can't just be the Kohen doing it. You have to go to the Kohen. That's made a nili mili. You're putting in your effort. You're doing something too. So then, together with the Kohen, you'll get Tara. And that's Huvala Kohen. And even Chola, even Zakin. You can't say, oh, I'm a Chola, I'm a Zakin. Yeah, but you Chola Zakin, you don't put any effort in, nothing's going to happen. You're not going to grow. You're not going to get Tara. You're not going to learn. And that's, so you have to always put in effort also. And he writes here in the Moshe B'Torah on page 21, he's giving Musar to B'nai Yeshiva, so he writes in the arrow, Kol Echad HaBoa Ala Yeshiva wrote to the Kayim Amor Shal Yeshuva B'Prachir. Everyone wants Asei Lecha Rav, Kedei Lecha Chover, Ulam Atunayim Shalohim Raksha Novi Yetzi L'Krosso. But everyone, no one wants to put, I mean, people don't necessarily always put in the effort. It's like Naaman said, well, the Navi should come to me. But no, he had to go to the Navi. Because he had to put in the effort. If he puts in the effort, then he'll have Siyata D'Shmaya. And the same thing with friends. It says in Ein Chaver Nikta Ela B'Lakicha. Tana Debe El Yahu Zuta. There was Ein Chaver Nikta Ela B'Dabim. It means if you want to have a friendship, so also you have to put in effort. You also have to put an effort. The friendship doesn't happen by itself. In other words, if you don't keep the friendship going and keep calling each other and doing for each other, then it just dissipates. You have to. It's huva la kohen. You have to go to the kohen, meaning go to your friend, go to your rebbe, do things, put in effort, and then you go to the right person, and you learn the right things, and it'll. So you need both. You need the other person, whether a rebbe or a friend, but you also need your own hisorus. Im ein anili, but if you don't do it, mili. You got. In other words, you could get help for something, but then you could get help from whatever you know from another person, but then you have to work on it yourself. Im ein anili, if I don't do it myself also, then the fact that there's a kohen, a rebbe, a psychologist, or whatever who's helping me, it's not gonna work. It needs that double team. The same thing with dating. If a person wants to take it seriously, so he has to put in the effort. He has to go. He has to put an effort. And then he'll get siyata d'shmaya. If he thinks he's just not going to let it coast, and it's not going to put an effort, so then it doesn't happen. Behuva ala kohen. You have to go. You have to go to the kohen. It means go to your rebbe, go to your doctor, go to the person you're dating, whatever. Put in the effort. Behuva ala kohen. If you don't do it, if you don't put in effort, it doesn't happen. You can't just rely on the other person. Im ein anili, you have to, as the Rabbeinu Yonah says, you have to do it also. And okay, sometimes you might be potter. The Sifra holds you potter, zokin v'chola. But the Medrash Lekach Tov says even zokin v'chola. Because bottom line is, if you're an onus, the Yerushalmi says lav k'man da'ovad, it doesn't get done. You got to put in that effort. You want to have friends, you have to put in the effort to keep the friendship going, or else anything in life can dissipate. You want a relationship, it has to be putting it in. V'hu v'ala kohen. Afil zokin v'afil chola. Afil zokin v'afil chola. Because he made a nili mili. And that's the yisod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to just... I mean, sometimes he can. Sometimes you just sit back and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can perform miracles. But he doesn't want to do it that way. He usually doesn't like to do it that way. He likes to see that Avimi comes to Rav Chisda to learn, and then Hashem will make sure that Masechta Menachos will be retrieved. But if you lost something and you're not putting in effort... An effort in a relationship, again, a relationship with a friend, a relationship with a rebbe, a relationship with a person you're dating. If you go to that person, you put in that effort, then you'll have siyata d'shmaya. It's always easy to say, I'll stay home. Yeah, Naaman also wanted to stay home, and he had the greatest rivers. Believe me, he had those great rivers there, but. Elisha, the Dubna Magid said, it's not the rivers, my friend. You have good rivers. I have river, you have river, we'll have rivers. That's not the point. The rivers is not the point. It's coming, doing, going to yeshiva, going and seeking out what the other person wants. Dating properly and learning properly and making a proper kesher. Those are the things. You can't just sit back. You can't just sit back. You move all going. You have to do the effort. And that's what Naaman didn't chap. Elisha had to get him to come to him. And Naaman still didn't chap until the Talmidim explained to him, Naaman, you got to do it. He said, what do I have to do it? No, because the Dubna Magid said, the basic point that he missed is it wasn't the water. It was the coming. It was the hachnoah. It was the action of doing something. That's what gets it done. Not only the water. In the Hanami, mitzad the water, he could have stayed home. He had better water there. So that Rabosai, and then you go to the Kohen, and you learn the proper values of Anivas, of Histapus B'muat, of Shalom. But it only will work if there's this duality. It's not going to work by just being Sheval Tase. Imeina Nili Mili. If I don't put in the effort also, it's not going to help that I have a good Rebbe or a good girlfriend or whatever it is. It's not going to work. It's ein anili. I also have to put in. I also have to put in that effort, and that I think is an important. It's not necessarily a part of Parshas Tazria Mitzora that it's always focused on, but I think it's a very important. That's why I labeled it Huvel Koin Lekach Ledoros. That this is a relevant Musar Haskel for all generations, as we just explained.